Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I am joined by my co-host for the evening, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Good. Ace, what a huge, huge, and let me repeat the word, huge event the Northern Wrestling Federation has this weekend in Fairfield. It is the annual NWF Rumble. And you know, with the Rumble coming up, we're just that much closer to the biggest event of the year, which is going to be FanFest. But let's talk a little bit about this Rumble this weekend. Some of the great matches you're going to see. You're going to see Mr. Right Now, Andrew Reed, who is now proclaiming to be Fairfield's new favorite son, taking on the true man that is Fairfield's favorite son, Mr. Rock and Roll, Jesse Hyde. And let me tell you what. Andrew Reed, he's got a lot of talent. I will not deny that. You've seen him. He's talented. He's got what it takes. However, he likes the shortcuts.
What can I say? He's a man after my own heart, but he is extremely talented. And honestly, I don't think he needs the shortcuts.
He doesn't.
That's
the infuriating part about it. He's one of the ones that doesn't need to take the shortcuts to do something. He's just that God-givenly talented. But let me tell you what, I think he has made a huge mistake. Not only did he show exactly what a sore loser he was when he beat down Jesse Hyde after he lost that match fair and square, stole. And yes, I said stole one of Jesse Hyde's patented bandanas. And now, if you haven't seen Bustin' Loose, Andrew Reed is making his singing debut apparently as well, doing a remix of Rock and Roll All Night. And I'm going to tell you now, Jesse Hyde is not somebody to be underestimated or really to piss off. He is a wily veteran that has so many tricks in the bag that a lot of people probably haven't seen in quite a while. But I guarantee you, I promise this much, Jesse Hyde is not going to take what happened with Andrew Reed lightly. He is basically trying to embarrass Jesse Hyde. He has, for lack of all better things to say at the moment, he has insulted the Rockaholics. And Jesse Hyde takes great pride in the people that support him, that respect him. He is definitely somebody that the fans absolutely adore. And if you mess with the fans, Jesse Hyde does not take that lying down at all.
No, he doesn't. And an angry Jesse Hyde is a dangerous Jesse Hyde. I've seen it. You've seen it.
Absolutely.
Andrew Reed's in for a fight.
And that's just it. I don't think Andrew Reed exactly realizes how big of a fight he's in for in taking on Jesse Hyde. I've seen Jesse Hyde over the years. I've seen what he's capable of. He's the kind of guy who likes to go out there. He likes to have fun. He likes to have a good time. Yes, he panders to the fans. But guess what? When it comes to taking care of business, there is a long list of men who will verify and will attest to the fact that when it comes to stepping in between those ropes, while he will have fun in there, he is about getting business done. and having a marvelous time doing it. And I can't say I blame them. You're doing something you love that much. You're doing something you love that much. If you can go out there, you can have a good time, and you can still get business done, by all means do it. And that's exactly what Jesse Hyde does each and every time he steps in that ring. Like I said, there is a long list of individuals that will attest to the fact. Jesse Hyde is no slouch. He is no joke in that ring. Let's talk about another match that night. The NWF Rumble itself. 30 superstars competing in this match. And let me tell you, it is a must win for somebody. Because not only do you have the prestige of being the Rumble winner, you get that number 8 spot in Thunderdome. That is huge.
That is a definite advantage for
exactly.
a match like that.
I mean, you've got all kinds of superstars that are going to be in that Rumble. You've got Jay Donaldson, who has declared he's entering the Rumble this year. We're going to see the return of Relentless Ron Mathis, the master and ruler of the DDT, Bruce Gray, just to name a few individuals that are going to be in that Rumble. And if you think for 2 seconds anybody that enters that match is going to take anything lightly, is going to take anything for granted, you need your head examined. Because everybody that enters that match knows exactly what's at stake with entering it. They know exactly what the prize is. And what a huge advantage that would be to anybody who comes up the victor of that Rumble. If you look at the people that get that number 8 slot in Thunderdome, and you see guys that it is unbelievably talented. Thunderdome is a match that can make and break your career. It can change your career. And I have seen a number of guys that have come out of that match and go on to become the NWF champion, that have gone on to win titles. And it is a type of match that will take a lot out of you, but it will make you grow as a competitor. And to get that advantage of being the number 8 person, you figure by the time you get in there, every one of your opponents has had a chance to beat the hell out of each other. You're going to be the freshest man walking in. And in a match like that, that is huge. It is unbelievable. And I can't wait to see all the competitors that are going to enter that Rumble. Big Cuz is entering the Rumble. Talk about somebody that's an odds-on favorite.
Absolutely. It's going to be very difficult to eliminate a man the size of Big Cuz.
He's somebody that has rocked individuals like legendary Larry D, who is one of the most strongest, and I'm going to say, without a doubt, freakishly strong individuals that has ever stepped into that ring. And Big Cuz has rocked him. So that's going to take people that you may not normally see work together to just get him out to better their chances. You're going to see unforeseen alliances. You're going to see old alliances. And it's just a matter of who can outlast every other individual that enters that match. And I got to tell you, I'm excited for this year's Rumble.
I am too. I will be there, front row. And I got to say, though, I just don't see how anybody can eliminate Big Cuz. And he's my pick to win it.
Like I said, to me, it's all going to depend on who the alliances are going into that match, who is willing to put their differences aside to work together to take out the 7 foot, 350 pound monster that is Big Cuz. I mean, I don't even know how to describe somebody that is that vicious, that is that brutal, that is that, I don't even know what to call him. He's a beast. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe him.
It is just mind-blowing. That is going to be a huge mass of humanity in that ring when you get all of their superstars in one ring. And it's going to be...
Absolutely.
For lack of better phrasing, it is dog eat dog in there.
Yes, it is.
And speaking of dog eat dog and new and old alliances, let's take a step back to this past show in Fairfield when we had the Countdown Brawl. You saw what looked like when you got down to that final four, it was going to be all over for the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson. You had the Star Rider. You had Josh Adams. You had Christopher Michael Lotus. And then you had Jay Donaldson. Jay Donaldson had to be the luckiest man on the face of this earth that night, to an extent. Star Rider misses a huge move. Jay gets a pinfall. Boom. Star Rider's eliminated. But you still got 2-on-1. You've still got the young up-and-comer, all of the above, Josh Adams, and the veteran Christopher Michael Lotus. And then the unthinkable happens. I was absolutely floored when I saw Jeremiah enter that ring. And I think a lot of people, myself included, thought he's going to help out his good friend Lotus. That is far from what happened. Jeremiah grabbed a chair, and I am sure multiple people thought he was going to knock Jay Donaldson's head off. Might have been an improvement. But still, he used the chair on Christopher Michael Lotus. Allowing Jay Donaldson to eliminate Lotus and bring it down to just himself and Josh Adams. Anybody who has seen Bustin' Loose, has been following the NWF, knows Josh Adams did walk out of that match victorious. But what kind of individual does it take to stab one of their best friends, somebody that has been around the business with them for years? What kind of individual does it take to stoop to those depths?
You know what? Let's find out. Let's ask the man himself. Jeremiah, welcome to the show.
Well, how's everybody doing this glorious evening?
We're doing good, thank you.
I can't hear you. Let me turn off that clever for a second. Because, you know, I'm not as bad of a person as everyone seems to think that I am.
You literally cost somebody who is, to the best of my recollection, or at least was, one of your best friends and allies in this business, the opportunity to become Mr. Golden Ticket, the opportunity for a shot at any title in the Northern Wrestling Federation. How do you justify that?
Well, he is my friend, first and foremost. He is my friend. I mean, granted, he's not returning my phone calls or, you know, anything like that. I'm obviously not sharing his Twitter posts right now. The thing about it is could have been anybody. Could have absolutely been anybody in the Countdown Brawl. I knew I was going to be there. I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, blood boils sometimes in C.J. Donaldson. When you get in the ring, you look across the ring from Jay Donaldson, you see you're in for a fight. Maybe I wasn't in for a fight that night. Maybe I was just there to make sure that I disrupted some things that weren't supposed to be happy. I mean, look, I'm happy for Josh Adams. I'm not happy for Lotus. He likes to talk about how he deserves this and that. I mean, this history in the Countdown Brawl, do you know? I mean, the last two people in the first NWF Countdown Brawl was myself and Christopher Michael Lotus. I didn't come out to winner. Let's talk about that a little bit. History lessons.
So Lotus eliminates you from the very first Countdown Brawl and just returning the favor by helping Jay Donaldson, somebody who
well, first
is obviously
and foremost, it's not about Jay Donaldson. I'm sure that me and Jay Donaldson will see each other down the road. We're not scared of each other. We will fight in front of people for money. Other than that, there's bigger things on the line right now. You know, I never had an opportunity to win a golden ticket. Never once. I've been in a few Thunderdomes, too. I know the Rumble's coming up, but I'm not going to be in that match. Maybe I am. Who knows? What I'm going to do on March 23rd is I'm going to show up to Fairfield and do exactly what Christopher Michael Lotus did to me in the first ever Countdown Brawl. Simply embarrass him. Because he embarrassed me. As we've been friends over 15 years, I've never been more embarrassed in my life because, honestly, I feel like that I'm better than him. And we'll find out on the 23rd.
So this is all about, for you, from what I'm gathering, this is about embarrassing Christopher Michael Lotus and trying to show everybody who the better wrestler is.
Well, I mean, I could get personal and, you know, start talking about things that I shouldn't be talking about when it concerns Lotus and, you know, some of the things that he did that let me down a little bit, but I'm not going to do that. I have been waiting to get in the ring with him. It's been a good 8 years, maybe nine. I mean, who's counting? Obviously me, right?
I'd say
so. I think that if he's going to walk around the NWF locker room and, you know, he's in great shape right now, the best shape I've ever seen him in. Maybe I have the dad bod going on, but, you know, I'm an athlete. He's not. He worked hard for what he has. I have natural talent. We're going to go into that room. You might see a show. You might see a spectacle, but you also might see a slaughter as well. I want to beat him because I've never beaten him before. And he walks around the NWF locker room and he talks about how he deserves certain things. Well, opportunities are earned and they're not given. Obviously, he didn't earn an opportunity. And the opportunity that he thought he was going to earn, well, turns out I was there.
So you sound like you're very proud of the fact that you cost him the opportunity to earn that shot that you that you say you never had, you never earned either.
Well, you know, I have a smile on my face right now, actually. It's not just because I'm talking to you, Miss Callie. It's because I feel like that if he goes through me, then he has a reason to run his mouth. I've been on a sabbatical for the NWF for the last 3 years. And in that 3 years, I've wrestled some of the best people in the world. I've been tested to my limits. sometimes better than others. But what friendships can be set aside sometimes for professional gains. And if he wants to prove how good he is, then he's going to beat me. But everyone knows it's not going to happen.
Obviously, no lack of confidence on your part with that. But answer me this, because you know Chris, you know Lotus about as well as anybody, if not better than anybody. How dangerous of an individual can he be when he's provoked, when he's backed into the proverbial corner that you have basically backed him into at this point?
Well, let's put it this way. In the Countdown Brawl, there were two people at the end of that match. And that's only in my eyes. Christopher Michael Lotus and Jay Donaldson. I picked my spot where I picked it. But here's the thing. He's as dangerous as anybody else in that NWF locker room. Anybody. I know I'm not taking the easy way out right now. I'm not trying to prove anything to myself because I know that I'm better than. But I also know that I'm going to walk into Fairfield and take a couple shots to the mouth. I mean, it's expected. He's good, but he's not that good.
Well, that obviously, that remains to be seen this coming Saturday night, March the 23rd, the NWF Rumble. Christopher Michael Lotus taking on the returning Jeremiah.
Can I ask you a second? Question for a second, Ms. Cowles. Who do you think is going to win?
Honestly, at this point, it's hard to say because both of you are extremely talented individuals, like you said. You obviously been blessed with the gift of athleticism where Lotus has to work a little bit harder to achieve the same goal that you're achieving, obviously, a little bit easier.
Yeah, of course. You know, I enjoyed being on your show tonight because, I'm not really that bad of a guy. I mean, you know, I'm a competitor. You know, I'm a father. I want to set a legacy for my children. You know, they're obviously going to be bad guys as well, right? They're being raised by me. Fairfield's going to be an excellent show for any of the listeners out there to come to. You got a great card. You got a rumble with some excellent individuals in. You know, Big Cuz is in there. I want to give a shout out to my man Big Cuz because that's a big guy.
You
the main event, truly, in Fairfield is come and see Christopher Michael Lotus versus Jeremiah. It's not going to disappoint. If you want to see somebody get beat up, you got to come to Fairfield Saturday,
you know,
the 23rd of March. I hope to see you there. I know I'll see you there, Ms. Callie.
I absolutely will be there. And don't forget, people, if you have not got your tickets already, they are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. General admission is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. VIPs, which, A. Simon, you can attest to this, $15. And they are well worth the price. You are up close to all the action that goes on. This is not for the faint of heart. So make sure you come out to Fairfield. Like I said, and like Jeremiah said, it is a stacked card, top to bottom, side to side, front to back, don't matter how you look at it.
Watch Andrew Reed get my brother up.
And if you want to see a fight, I guarantee you, Jeremiah versus Christopher Michael Lotus is going to be just that. I don't see this being technical. I see this being a real barn burner. I see a lot of hard hitting. There is nothing, and to quote a lot of people, there is nothing that's going to be fake about this. There's nothing fake about the business, but definitely not when it comes to this match. There is bad blood. being filmed.
I believe you because there is.
Yes.
Does old Ace have anything to add to this conversation? You want to ask me anything?
You know, I really don't have anything to ask you. I just want to say good luck. I think you're going to need it.
Ooh.
I think you poked a bear you shouldn't have poked.
Hey, can we get off the match? Because I want to prove to everyone how good of a person I am. Ace, do you remember back in the day, and I won't name any initials or anything like that, but do you remember when you used to come around and I used to give you rides home? Or more accurately, my mother. I just want to say, yeah, man.
That.
Yeah, see, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy.
I've got nothing.
Oh, I'm a bad dude.
I've got nothing personal against you. I just think
I'm a shitty wrestler.
I didn't say that either. I just think this time you bit off a little more you can chew.
Nah, not with Lotus. Not with Lotus. It's not going to be easy. But, yeah, I got this.
So, in other words, what I hear you at least admitting, this isn't going to be an easy match by any stretch, but...
I don't think any match is necessarily easier than the last one. I pissed him off, so he's gonna come in hot. He's gonna come in hard. The only thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take him to the ground, kick him in the mouth, and choke him out.
Folks, you do not want to miss a second of this action. Make sure you head to the BT station on Main Street in Hamilton. Get your pre-sale tickets. That's this Saturday night, March the 23rd, the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Doors open at 6:30 with a 7:30 bell time. Jeremiah, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. I sincerely, any differences aside, I sincerely wish you the best of luck in Fairfield.
Thank you.
Come out.
Thank you very much. I'll see you there.
Catch the end of the
week.
Same here.
Folks, make sure you catch the end of the week. Yes, sir.
Don't forget to have the party at Wings and Rings.
Absolutely. Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza for the after party. Following every event we have in Fairfield. Make sure you join us there. But be sure you catch all the hot, high-flying action at the UAW Hall on Sims Road in Fairfield. Ace Diamond, Jeremiah, have a nice evening.
Thank you. You do the same.
Miss Kelly, Jeremiah, have a great evening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, while I've got a second, I just want to say this Friday night at 11:30, the 10-year anniversary show of Matt Chat. I hope to have several guests lined up. Hopefully some past co-hosts. It's going to be a big show. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So that's this Friday at 11:30. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Miss Cowley, have a great evening.
You do the same.
Good night, everybody.